This is Chris Kobe with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. Joining me today is Dr. Brian Duty, running for state representative in District 33, which covers Northwest Portland. Welcome, Dr. Duty.
Thanks for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, well, once again, thanks for the opportunity. So once again, my name is Brian Duty. I'm a native Oregonian. I grew up in Happy Valley, proud graduate of the Oregon public school system, and the first member of my family to graduate from college. After college, I went to medical school at OHSU, where I also did my residency, and then have been back on staff for the last 12 years. Shortly after getting into practice, I became very apparent to me that many of the problems that were facing my patients, I couldn't solve in the exam room. They're the consequences of the inequities of our healthcare system and our society. And this prompted me to get heavily involved in advocacy, not only at OHSU, state level, but also nationally. However, it also became apparent to me that these efforts similarly were not broad enough to make a dramatic impact. And so as a result, this prompted me to run for office. And also because I'm a concerned citizen, and I've spent my entire life in Oregon and I've seen the changes that have impacted our states and our community.
All right, let's dive into some issues. What changes
Sure.
would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
To begin, climate change is not a belief, it's a scientific fact, and it represents the greatest threat to all life on the planet outside of a nuclear war. As a scientist, I am proud to be the climate candidate in this race with exclusive endorsements from the Oregon League of Conservation Voters and the Street Trust Action Fund. I support an environmental justice approach to climate change, which combines a rapid transition away from fossil fuels with policies that uplift communities most impacted by the climate crisis and other systemic inequalities. We need a green infrastructure revolution that brings housing, transportation, and industry to a net carbon neutrality while providing hundreds of thousands of well-paying jobs. And we must sufficiently fund our natural resources, invest in wildlife preservation, and mitigate wildfire risk. We also need to pass robust clean water policies and rapidly phase out single-use plastics. These efforts need to be protected by the legislature rather than executive order, which, as we have seen recently with Governor Kate Brown's climate protection program, are far too easy to be undone.
Let's talk about an idea that's been floating around for a little bit. Would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? And if you would, please explain your answer.
Yeah. So gerrymandering, frankly, is wrong, period. I think that there's really not much debate for that. And so I would support the implementation of an independent redistricting commission because no political party should have the ability to manipulate the outcomes of an election. It is deeply inappropriate to have elected officials drawing their own districts. An independent commission would take that power away from these partisan officials and give it to neutral actors who can make unbiased decisions. Unfortunately, gerrymandering alone won't fix our democracy. We must also protect voting rights, especially for the BIPOC communities, and restore voting rights to disenfranchised individuals. We also need to pass automatic voter registration, protect mail-in voting, and pass robust campaign finance reform.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Dr. Brian Duty, who is running for state representative, District 33. Next question, would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? And why or why not?
Yes. So democracy operates, on the principle of a majority rule, not minority rule. And so the reality of democracy is that you have to win some votes, you're going to lose some votes, and you need to do this on, your principal stand on that particular issue. And you need to be able to fight for what you believe in. Walkouts caused by Oregon's abnormal quorum requirement are inherently undemocratic because they allow a minority to halt legislation from being considered by the legislature. I reject these walkouts by either party. It would not participate in them as a representative. Oregon should join the vast majority of other states by establishing a simple majority for a quorum.
Earlier this year, the legislature acted on campaign finance reform by passing HB 4024, a big bill. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but if you have, do you have any ideas as to any possible changes to that bill that you would support and why?
Yeah, so like the two other candidates in this race, this is my first time running for state office. And I chose to run because I wanted to make a small part to improve the lives of those in Oregon and across the states. However, unfortunately, I spend the majority of my time trying to call to ask people, to donate to my campaign. And so I applaud the Oregon State Legislature for passing House Bill 4024, especially during such a momentous short session. And I've seen firsthand the dramatic impact that wealthy individuals, businesses, and organizations can have on a race in a moment's notice by a major contribution. And this is not in the best interest of our citizens and the states. So House Bill 4024 is a start. However, I do have concerns about it. The way the bill is structured, candidates now are going to potentially spend a lot more time trying to get small donations. Ideally, campaign finance reform would level the playing field for each candidate, thereby allowing them to spend more time actually meaningfully engaging with voters and debating issues.
Okay. I think we have time for one more question. Should the use of ranked choice voting be expanded statewide? Why or why not?
I believe it should. So ranked choice voting is advantageous for a variety of reasons. First of all, it reduces, quote, wasted votes. So in the system, if a voter's top choice doesn't have enough support to win, their vote isn't wasted. It simply moves to the next choice. And so this encourages voting for preferred candidates without fear of aiding less favorable ones. It also mitigates what's called the spoiler effect. So it helps prevent scenarios in where certain candidates split the vote, allowing a less popular candidate to win. So by ranking preferences, voters can support their favorite candidate without inadvertently helping candidates that they actually wouldn't really prefer. And there are a variety of other factors for why it's important. So yes, I do support ranked choice voting.
Thank you, Dr. Duty. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview of Dr. Brian Duty, running for state representative, District 33. Election day is Tuesday, May 21. Ballots will be mailed out beginning May 1. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates, including by checking out the League's voting information website, vote411.org, and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.